Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
This is the latest from William Demps, Beauty Out of You. This is Real Gospel.
As I think about my journey, it's amazing how you kept me. Can't always see that I was perfect, but I'm so glad you preserved me. A miserable how you broken pieces and made something beautiful. It's true, you bring out the very best in me.
I'm
a part of the
Soul Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm so honored to have as my returning guest the one and only William Demps. Welcome back to Real Gospel, my brother.
Man, I am excited to be on today with you, man.
Now, do you remember being on the program before? I know it's been a few years, but see, when you were here before, you were here in person.
Yes, sir. I do remember, man, and we had a blast. Yes, sir.
All right. So what have you been doing in between? I know there's a lot that's been going on, but you've been traveling. You were busy at that time. You were traveling. I don't even know how you had time to drop a project. I mean, so.
Yeah, man.
What's been up? Yeah.
I think at that time, I think I was just getting back from overseas or getting ready to go overseas, over to London, man. But since then, you know, we've had the Sunday Best experience, and we're part of season 7 of Sunday Best, and it was so many amazing experiences that happened through that, so many great relationships that developed and opportunities that came out of that. And, you know, things like me writing for my little brother, Jeffrey Golden, you know, the winner of my season. And
I'm playing his music, yeah.
Yeah, and also got an opportunity to pen a song for one of my friends that was a part of the show. She was the first year winner, Crystal Aiken.
Yeah.
She's from here, from Tacoma, Washington. I penned a song on her last record, as well as the Shawn Mitchell. And then an opportunity opened up for me to work with Ernest Pugh on the Gospel Rising Stars project, which was nominated for a Stellar Award. And so was able to be a part of that. Also was a part of Megafest, not this year, but the year prior. And just some great things have been happening. Still been doing some underground touring and all kind of things that have been happening. But one really huge thing that I think that has happened is have been pastoring, man. Been assistant pastoring for 7 years now. And so God has been extremely faithful to us. And so just been serving, man, just loving on people and making sure that we're serving God through, you know, bringing hope and bringing faith. So that's what's been going on, man.
Well, congratulations on the pastorate. Where's the church at?
We're here in Seattle, Washington, man. My father founded this ministry, and now I am serving with my mother. She is a senior pastor of the church, and I serve as assistant pastor. And God is doing an amazing work here, man.
Amen. I know you stay busy. So for
you
dropped a lot of names, especially for people who've been in at least the gospel music industry, or for listeners who listen to the radio on a regular basis, they probably recognize those names. But for those individuals who are just now learning gospel music and just discovering God's music, remind them of who you are, where you're from, how you came up, and how you came to be into the knowledge of an almighty God.
Well, man, that's such a meaty question. Well, first I must say this, you know, that God has been faithful to me. You know, I come from Seattle, Washington, and, you know, this is where I've been living, was born and raised with two amazing parents. I am a PK and now serving again as a pastor. And, you know, I just was raised to love Jesus. I was raised on great gospel music, you know, like the Winans and, you know, Milton Johnson, all those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And my parents, my father was a musician. And so, you know, he encouraged us, you know. So we grew up singing in church and playing, you know, I played the organ for my church many years. And out of serving, you know, God really developed, you know, the gift. And I remember around about 12 years, like 11, 12 years old, my parents birthed out their ministry. And I immediately became pretty much the minister of music, you know, at a very young age. And just serving, you know, God began to birth out my own songs just from being faithful with rehearsing and, you know, working with the choir and the worship team. And, you know, he began to open up doors. I remember many concerts that came to our city where great artists came in, and I would have the opportunity to open up for them and share the stage with them. And that's how it started out. And then, you know, God opened up the door for me to do things like the Bobby Jones Show and all kind of different things across the country. And, you know, that's sort of how the ministry was birthed out, is by me serving at my local church. And, you know, that's how I not only birthed out the gift, but really learned who Jesus is, and began to birth out my own testimony, and specifically bringing us to now, you know, this new single that I'm working on entitled Beauty Out of You, was birthed out of this, the last 7 years of my life. About 7 years ago, I was coming back from Chicago, Illinois, where I was recording with Percy Beatty, a great producer.
Yeah.
I was recording a song entitled Trust in You. And while I was out there, man, that next day when I got ready to go come back home, while I was sitting at the at the gate, I got a call from my mother. My mother was telling me that my father had stopped breathing, and that the paramedics were in the room working on him. And I had to get on the plane, not knowing what was going to happen to my father. By the time my plane landed, I turned on my phone, and I was receiving condolences because my father ended up passing while I was in flight.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was absolutely devastated, man.
Wow.
You know, this is my father, this is
yeah.
my hero, this is my mentor, you know, my pastor. And in that moment, I had some choices, man. Either I was going to trust God, either I was going to lean on the teaching that my father gave me, or I was going to give up. And it was not easy, but I held on, man. I remember that day after, and people thought I was crazy, but I showed up to the church because I knew that not only did I need to be there, but I sensed in my heart, you know, and this is before me saying yes to pastoring, that even the people needed to know that God was a keeper, and that that he's able to strengthen you. And so I showed up that next day. One of our elders preached that first Sunday, and from then on out, God sustained me and kept me, and I began to preach. I was already preaching, but actually, you know, held on and sustained the house with ministering for probably the next 2 months while my mom sort of recovered and got through, you know, the grief. And God literally carried me, man. It was supernatural. And 7 years later, it has not always been easy, but 7 years later, I can honestly tell you that God brought the beauty out of what I thought was destruction, man. You know,
wow.
he showed me that I can keep you. He showed me that, you know, I thought I was inadequate. He showed me, no, you're the right man for the job. And not only did he birth out the pastor in me, but he birthed out a better writer. He birthed out a better friend. He birthed out a greater man of faith. And so that's what the message is about, you know, with this new song. So it's been a journey, man. I went from knowing the God of my father, the God that was my father, to him being my God. So, you know, my message is God can bring the beauty out of a bad situation. Yes, sir.
Wow. Not only do we
yes,
get to
sir.
Hear a great song by you, but we just heard a word. That
yes,
was awesome,
come
man.
On.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
can
man.
We pass the virtual collection plate around now?
Yeah.
The doors of the church are now
yes,
open.
Come on.
You know,
yeah,
my prayers and thoughts going out. I mean, you've been experiencing a lot, and you know, that's a powerful
yeah.
testimony. And you know, for a person who is, you said something that was very, very profound. You know, God
yeah.
went from being the God of your father to now your personal God. And
oh, yeah.
we
oh,
missed
yeah.
that. You know, I'm a PK as well, but that's one of the things.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the God of my parents. And so a lot of times
yeah.
People, it's hard for us to relate, because especially if we've ever been rebellious and we thought that
oh, yeah.
too much church, you know, it was too much. You know, church, you're going to church too much. You're going to prayer meetings too much Bibles too much. Why you got to
uh-huh.
do all that? And so now
oh,
we
yeah.
find that God, that God is our personal God. I mean, so elaborate on that for just a second about having God now being your personal God, and not just seeing him and
oh,
viewing
yeah.
him through the lenses of your parents.
Man, you know, I think it's amazing when you do have spiritual roots and a spiritual foundation. But I think, you know, it's important that you have a personal experience. It's just like with anything else. You know, many times people tell us what their knowledge base is and what their experience is. But it is not until you know it for yourself that whatever that belief system is or that knowing is becomes unshakable for you. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has to tell me that God is
yeah,
a keeper anymore
yeah.
because I went through a situation where nobody else could do it but him, you know? And so it's important that, you know, that we not shy away from the experiences of life, because it is in the experiences of life that, relationship is birth. And, you know, I tell people, you know, this whole thing of knowing God is all about getting a revelation. You know what I'm saying? You can't give anybody revelation. They have to literally experience. I mean, you can tell them what you've experienced, but for them to get it for themselves, they have to lend faith enough to access the experience for themselves. And once they access that experience for themselves, it becomes unshakable. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, I used to say, God, I don't want to go through it. And I tell people this when I travel. I said, you know, I used to tell God, I want you to turn it around. But the God that I've come to love and know, he's taught me, no, I don't turn things around. I take you through. And it is through it's through him taking you through that we learn his strength. We learn his power. We learn his love. We learn his truth. Because he is God that is able to carry you through, because he's all powerful. So, you know, I tell people, you gotta get to know him, and don't shy away from the experiences of like the hard places, because it's in those hard places that you will get to know him in the power of his resurrection. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. So that's all. So what other music are you currently penning for this project? Special artists, surprise artists? Who can we expect?
Well, man, you know what? This effort is going to be all William Demps. Far as, you know, there's no cameos on this.
Gotcha.
But I'm telling you, we have some amazing music that we're going to be sharing. It's an EP that's on the way. And, you know, all of the material, there's a little Sunday morning material. There's some stuff that you're going to be able to roll down your windows and bob your head.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
And the message is all about really letting people know that the power of God is working in us, and he wants to work through us. Many times we want God to work for us instead of working through us. There's a difference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There comes a time, you know, when we're children, where our parents do things for us. But then there comes a time where they teach us, and those teachings and that wisdom should be flowing through us so it can benefit us. And so that's what a lot of these songs are going to be talking about. How do I allow God's power to work through me, that his glory would be revealed, not only for me, but revealed to those people around me, so they know that he's real, that he's still working, that he's still manifesting miracles. So I'm excited, because, you know, it's some good music, some great production. My producer, his name is David Outing. He's worked with the likes of Ty Tribbett, Fantasia, Javis Mays, a lot of great artists. And so we have been working, cooking up some really great stuff. And so definitely want y'all to grab it, and grab all my other stuff that's out. You know, we've released some other music over the years, and you can get all of it on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all of these digital outlets. Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. And that's what I was going to say next. How can the listeners find out more about where to pick up your project and your music, and just get more information about you, man?
Yeah, man. So definitely, you know, you guys head over to iTunes. The brand new single Beauty Out of You is available there right now. You can grab that and a lot of the other music that I've released. Specifically, I want y'all to grab the new single Beauty Out of You. But then also, you can check me out. Check me out on social media. Come talk to me. Come let me know that you're enjoying the music. And you can hit me up on Instagram at WilliamDSB7 again. On Instagram as well as Twitter, at William D as in David SD7. You can reach me on Facebook at /William Demps, and then on Snapchat at Demps1982. Tell them to age a little bit.
Okay. But, 80s,
want
baby.
Want y'all to, come on, all the way. I want y'all to come and talk to me. Booking information is on all of those outlets if you want to bring us to your city, and getting ready to do some touring. So getting ready to hit Atlanta, getting ready to hit the Carolinas. We're gonna be coming out your way soon.
All right.
Tennessee. So y'all please check me out on all of these social media outlets so you can find out when we're coming to your city. Or if you want to just bring us, you can definitely make sure to get all of the booking information off of there. We will come, and we will come and encourage you in the Lord Jesus.
Yes, amen. Sir. The one and only William Demps. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you, man. God bless you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.